Can't you see that you're leading me on? But it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly
Samara Joy with the song Misty. Congratulations again. If you came up with Errol Garner, and he wrote the music to Misty, and it was years later that lyrics were added, and they were added by lyricist Johnny Burke, who wrote quite a bit of the American Songbook, including Pennies from Heaven, Moonlight Becomes You, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, Imagination, Swinging on a Star, It Could Happen to You, and many, many others. We have another interpretation of Misty coming up in a moment, and another opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And if you lug a flea into a cloud, I can't understand. I get misty just to hold in your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Oh, it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the minute you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I flounder through this wonderland alone? Never knowing where I put from my lift, my hat from my glove. It's too risky and I'm too much in love.
Saturday Light Brigade, I was enjoying that song so much, I almost forgot that the microphone was about to come on. That's Misty from Homer and Jethro. Do you know Homer and Jethro? They're both great musicians. Jethro's son is active on Facebook, and I chat with him every now and then about his dad, Jethro Burns. And Homer Haynes was also equally great. He passed away before Jethro. Jethro ended up playing with Steve Goodman often and in the other bands. A lot of fun to watch. Great musicians and great comic songwriters and parody makers. That one wasn't quite a parody, but it was fun to listen to, wasn't it? Homer and Jethro.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza features opportunities for parents to meet local businesses offering party services, including venues, entertainment, food, and more. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza takes place on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South in Bethel Park. More information on Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza and Macaroni Kid newsletters is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Let's open up the Saturday Light Brigade crossword puzzle of the air now and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I see that we are looking for a seven-letter word this morning. Seven letters altogether. And the clue is celebration. Celebration. The third letter is B, as in beaver. And the last letter is E, as in elephant. The clue is celebration. The third letter is B, as in beaver. The last letter is E, as an elephant. Have you ever called or texted us before? We are here live. Somewhat unusual these days, and we're here to interact with, so I hope that you'll take part today. Not unusual for us, but unusual in terms of Radio, 412-200-5975, at least less usual than it used to be, 412-200-5975. Again, we are looking for a seven-letter word. The clue is celebration. The third letter is B as in beaver. The seventh letter is E as in elephant. And the way to participate is to call us or text us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
Who can venture near a raging fire, taking the burns of another fire in stride? Oh, to know how closely she can venture before the wrong words can escape, before the truth can hide. Talking off the top of your head again, to see how far you get again, when the last thing want tonight is to lie alone in your bed again. Oh, to be a woman of resilience, who can take the punches and the swings and still have arms for warmer things, able to put a quick retort aside. Oh, to move as easily as she through life, who is joyful in her triumph and patient when denied. Justify the rules of the race again, you think you got an open shot case again, but the first thing that you're gonna find is your dream blowing up in your face again. She faces each one separately, holding a grudge is the last thing on her mind. Oh, to feel as free as she a burden, who has sorted out what's worthy kept and can leave the rest behind. Doing good's whatever you say it is, you gotta show and tell them the way it is. But what good is that if you're feeling are gonna change, they change along with what day it is.
Jamie's daddy says that he can't sing, can't carry a tune in a bucket, in a box or anything. Oh, but late at night you'll hear a sound so sweet, a sound so dear. It's Jamie's daddy singing low for only her to hear. You can sing to the baby, she won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. She will curl up her toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, she won't mind. The morning sun shone down on little Larry in his gown. He kicked his legs and he tried his best to fly. When we baptized him in spirit and christened him with song, it was a gift to him, to me and you, to last a whole life long. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. He will curl up his toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. The shepherd boy came in, he was cold and he was thin, stood by the door not knowing where to turn. Mary hugged his little head and she gave him milk and bread. She took him to the manger and this is what she said. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. He will curl up his toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can sing to the baby anytime.
Heidi Muller with a song for Father's Day. And you heard Ann Hills, Woman of a Calm Heart. I was thinking about that song, Sing to the Baby, and during one of the episodes of Remaking Tomorrow that we recorded last week, the national podcast series that's created in our studio, International, really, hosted by Greg Baer and Ryan Rusdesky. We got to talking about sleeping and bedtime routines with a national expert, and they were talking about how certain songs, lullabies, as we've known, and one of the guests mentioned the Love Boat theme song. Love, exciting and new, is a way to get your baby to sleep. So would running episodes of the TV program, perhaps. But Ryan had mentioned that his son, Ross, will fall asleep practically on the second word of You Are My Sunshine, which is a great song for singing your kids to sleep. And it makes me think that I need a better bedtime routine. Ricky, maybe we can sing to each other because I tend to stay awake once my head hits the pillow for a while. We're in the midst of solving our puzzle, and a seven-letter word meaning celebration. The third letter is B as in beaver. The seventh letter is E as an elephant. Tom is going to join us on the air in just a moment. Jesse in Point Breeze was thinking it might be embrace. That's a good guess. It fits. That's one of those ones you put in the crossword puzzle and then you discover the downwards don't all match, or the words going in the other direction don't match. John and Carrick got it. I'll also tell you that the sixth letter is also an elephant. So letters six and seven are both E's. Linda. Oh, Linda has observe. A rare miss for half of the dynamic duo. Maybe that additional E will help you. Sharon got it. Well done. And thank you, Russ, for emailing us directly. And Tommy also came up with the correct answer. And here's Kathy coming up with one, too. This song is a big hint as well. And Larry and Vanessa came up with the correct answer. And here's Tom to help you no longer be frustrated trying to come up with the correct answer.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did this come to you right away?
Actually, I picked out observe in my mind first, and I thought, well, maybe Larry got the letters mixed up. And then I thought of Jubilee.
Jubilee is exactly what we were looking for. Not a word we use all the time, but
obviously it was an exciting word. In fact, when I went to telephone, use a telephone, I started typing in Jubilee instead of the phone number.
J-U-B-I-L-E-E. E. Ricky was saying that there was a chewing tobacco company that used Jubilee in its jingle, and she remembers her father singing that song all the time, the jingle. Her dad liked jingles a lot, pretty much as much as I do, but I do not remember that. That predates me.
I was looking up the word in the dictionary just now because I wondered what where its origin was, and it says it's Anglo-French is the origin of Jubilee.
I'm wondering what the difference between Jubilee and Jamboree is.
Well, they might have a similar, you know what I mean, origin or, you know.
Yeah, or regionalisms maybe, like marmalade and jam.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you a question. Did Soundhound make it to work today?
Yes, the Soundhound is here. It is the dog days of summer, but he made it.
Because the pet store near where I live, they had a slumber party last night for dogs. And I thought maybe the Soundhound had attended or something.
I don't think anybody invited the poor Soundhound. That's, he would have come equipped with all sorts of sounds. He could have entertained. Maybe they thought he needed a fee to come in, or a flea, one of the two. But,
well, maybe he didn't have a lullaby to bring with him to the slumber party where people will actually slumber.
Yes, he may. The Soundhound does not sleep, I can tell you that. And he did know he had to be wide awake this morning. He's very good at showing up when he needs to. well done. And that, I'll bet, would be an interesting party for the dogs as well as their people. Take care. And this morning we were encouraging you to make a tower of words starting with flag for the day after Flag Day. And then each successive word should begin with FL but be one letter longer. And here's Mel, who is out in Westmoreland County with flag, float, flavor, flotsam, flaming, and flamingo. That's well, there's a lot of songs that have worked Jubilee into their lyrics, and we're going to play a couple of them now. Actually, we're going to play one with Jubilee and one with Jamboree. And interestingly, as you listen to these songs, they are by the same artist. So we'll compare use of the words. It's Louis Jordan here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
About a quarter to ten. Want to dig the Jubilee when it begins. We'll be glamorous as we can be. We start jumping at the Jubilee. Wear your gown with a low cut back. We'll fall in all sharp as a tack. We'll be happy as we can be. We start jumping at the Jubilee. When the dance begins, we'll take a spot right near the band. Get our kicks to mellow away. Just digging the beat of the drummer man. Let's give them something to see. Just fall in, babe, and follow me. We'll be happy as we can be. We start jumping at the Jubilee. Bye.
the drummer man. Give them something to see, just fall in, babe, and follow me. We'll be happy as we can be, we start jumping at a jubilee. We'll be happy as we can be, we start jumping at a jubilee. I want to tell you a story from way back. Trump on down and dig me, Jack. In 1865, a hef cat started some jive. He said, come on, Gate, and jump with me. At the Juneteenth Jamboree, the rhythm was swinging at the picnic grounds. Fried chicken floating all around. Everybody there was full of glee. At the Juneteenth Jamboree, trumpets flaring in the air. Mellow barbecue everywhere. Clarinets moaning in the hall. All the Gates was having a ball. They didn't know how to cut no rug, but all the cats had a gallon jug. Everybody happy as they could be at the Juneteenth Jamboree.
Songs there from Louis Jordan. Juneteenth is Wednesday and is a federal holiday. Banks will be closed, and that's a nice song that tells the story of Juneteenth. You heard before that Jumpin' at the Jubilee. That song was called Juneteenth Jamboree. And it's good to have you aboard this morning. Good morning to Robert, who is at Conneaut Lake today. Nice to have you there. Becky Baller is just a great artist and a great person. And coincidentally, her latest album is called Jubilee. Here's the title track at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Need a year of jubilee, with no one pulling back on me. I wish my mind would let me be. I need a year of jubilee. Found my honey on a July night under a pink carnation moon. Glass and he drank it with a silver spoon. Time rolled by, the babies came, we were happy as we could be. But something was lost, something I couldn't see. I need a year of jubilee. Escape the undertow. room's empty, liquor box strewn. You take my hand, our youngest laughs and grabs my legs. We so dance without a tune. The city screams but can't reach me. I'm listening for my June.
Song. That's Becky Fuller at the Saturday Light Brigade. We had a request for another Father's Day song from our Father's Day closet here at SLB. It's full of ties. It's full of gadgets and gimmicks and, you know, devices that would work if we could only find the right size battery. And it also has this song.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Quite a payoff. That's Alan Sherman. Written contemporaneously with the Beatles' fame. Another song from the 60s by multiple requests. Coming up as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
You know something, Dickie?
What?
I had to grow up to be like my old man. How about that?
I think that's a very fine ambition for a young man, to grow up to be like his father.
Right.
Depending on what his father does, though.
My father did a lot of things. My father did many things. He went around doing a lot of things.
My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar. He wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat. He wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist. What do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar. He wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat. He wears anthropologist shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist the same as my old man.
My old man's refrigerator repairman. What do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar. He wears a refrigerator repairman's hat. He wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat. He wears a refrigerator shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Playboy.
If I can,
I'm gonna be a refrigerator repairman.
Same as my old man.
What do you think about that? Boy, you gotta be pretty sharp with it.
I
with
tell you, Tommy,
to
you're
things like that.
You're very glib.
You certainly do.
Well, here, I'll tell you what my old man does.
My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
Hope not.
He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken plucker's collar. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken plucker's hat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken plucker's raincoat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken plucker's shoes. And
you're lucky.
Every Saturday evening, he reads the cotton picking news. And someday, if I can, to be a cotton picking, finger licking chicken plucker the same as my old man.
There you've got the Smothers Brothers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. In just a moment, our high clue will be coming your way.
The Northside Chronicle join you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's summer guide calendar and local graduation announcements, as well as information on the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
We have just about filled up our youth summer camps, but there's still openings in the following three. There's one the week of July 8th, the week of July 22nd, and the week of August 5th, held at our Youth Media Center. Camps offer teens opportunities to explore podcasting, audio journalism, and songwriting with professional mentors and equipment. You can learn more and register at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. Financial aid is available. slbradio.org/summercamps2024. I believe Ricky is auditing today's high clue to make sure that you're about to get 17 syllables that lead to one answer. I'm waiting for the thumbs up. I think I've got it. I forgot to mention Lois. As I look at Ricky, I just remembered Lois called earlier this morning. I'm sorry, Lois. She had a correct answer early that I missed. So did Holly. Thank you for being with us, Lois and Holly. And here is today's high clue. He played the father of Betty, Bud, and Kathy on a hit sitcom. He played the father of Betty, Bud, and Kathy on a hit sitcom. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
Caught a Malalame. She lives in Monterey, about 2 or 3 miles from the California coastline. Ooh, I had a lot to say. She stopped me about halfway, said, "Baby, you're a joke, but I couldn't be a punchline." Oh, salvation is awaiting and Moses is a green light. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We had a half a tank. Ooh, ooh. Last of the stash we drank.
Oh, third Sunday every June, I'm on the road back home to celebrate the finest man I've ever known. I bought a tie he won't wear, a silly car to make him laugh. You can bet he'll have a few new jokes if I know my old man. I'm heading home for Father's Day to hear him tell it like it was, back when a man knew who to fight and who to trust. The world needs sense, he'll say to me, in the good old used to be. Or at least it seemed that way in my father's day. One job for 40 years, one house and one wife. The kind of thing you seldom see in modern life. I love hearing his rose-colored memories. I've heard them all 100 times, but there's no place I'd rather be. I'm heading home for Father's Day to hear him tell it like it was, back when a man knew who to fight and who to trust. The world needs sense, he'll say to me, in the good old used to be. Or at least it seemed that way in my father's day. I live my life so I can face him every year when I embrace him. I thank him for showing me the way. I'm heading home for Father's Day to hear him tell it like it was, back when a man knew who to fight and who to trust. The world made sense, he'll say to me, in the good old used to be. Or at least it seemed that way in my father's day. In my father's day. Third Sunday every June, I'm on the road back home.
Craig Bickhart and Father's Day here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Buffalo Rose and Tom Paxton with Green Lights. We've got quite a few correct answers coming in. He played the father of Betty, Bud, and Kathy on a hit sitcom, is today's high clue. And you can identify the actor, that's who we're looking for, but could also identify the character the actor played and the program. A marked difference between the television version of this program and the radio version of this program that you may already be aware of, but it's quite a difference. Getting correct answers thus far: Jim in Blackridge, Tommy in Pleasant Hills, Kathy in Tyonesta listening with Jack, Susan, possibly the other Susan, John in Carrick, Larry and Van, who are listening at a music festival today. Nice to have you tuned in. They're in Slippery Rock. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. John and Addie in East Deer. Got it. And the other Susan knows the correct answer, as did Susie in Alexandria and Tom and McCandless. John in Economy Borough knew the actor and his show. Mike and Mars phrased his correct answer in poetry, and I just made a note to be sure I share that with you. Jim notes that he first saw the actor in a Charlie Chan movie a lifetime ago. And also knew the name of the person that we're looking for. And made a request as well that we'll try to get to. Getting a lot of mileage out of text messages today. And now here comes Dustable Jack in Warren, Ohio, who has got the correct answer. What did you come up with?
Robert Young, Fathers Know It's Best, and the co-star was Jane Wyman, I believe.
You've got it. And let's take just a little listen to the radio show.
Mother, are Post 40% Bran Flakes really the best-tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so, and Father knows best.
Ah, memories.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's largest-selling Bran Flakes. Post 40% Bran Flakes, and by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free.
Ah, yes. Except when it was brought to you by other things.
Towns and cities like people have birthdays, and Springfield is no exception. In fact, Springfield celebrates its natal day each year with the annual Founders Day Carnival.
I'm just curious about one thing, Dustable, as we listen.
Held in the municipal auditorium. The town shops and schools are closed, and its citizens are urged to join together in the day-long celebration. Grouped around the breakfast table in the white frame house on Maple Street, in a holiday mood, the members of the Anderson family are discussing the event like this.
Gee, Mommy. It starts at 12.
Well, we'll let that go. It's as riveting as it is, it's available out there in the public domain. You did quite well with that. Did it come to you right away?
Yeah, I was a fan of the show. I used to watch it every week. It was a good family show and some entertainment there, too. I mean, humor, you know.
Now,
plain humor.
Now, have you ever listened to the radio version of that program?
No, I have not.
So,
I've never heard the radio version. But.
They're all over YouTube and other internet sources. In the radio version, Robert Young is a rather cynical, sarcastic, and frankly, sometimes mean character. It's just so bizarre. He sometimes teases his kids on what they look like or what they do, and it's not the role was actually written to be played much differently. And when it went to television, he and I guess the people behind the program felt they needed to soften the character. But the radio programs are really interesting because. You know, when the youngest daughter complains or carries on, he'll, like, say something very sarcastic back to her that you would never expect the TV version of Jimmy Anderson to say. So it's kind of bizarre to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have you aboard. You've got a busy weekend. I know we were talking or texting earlier. You're off to a car show tomorrow. And are you going to be exhibiting anything?
Well, I'll have my squad truck from Hyde Park, Pennsylvania. It's a 65 GMC Suburban.
Nice.
It was called emergency car then, but it was in service from 1965 to 1993.
Wow.
I'm a member of the clubs that organizes this annual event, and we've been doing it since 1983, and I was the original PA announcer for the first show in downtown Sharon in a rainstorm.
you'd be amazing at doing that. Now, that squad car was in service for 28 years? That's incredible.
Yep. Yep. It's a real... Hyde Park's a very small community, and they only had two vehicles, this squad truck, and then they had a pumper truck, Ford pumper truck from the 60s also. But they're right across from, let's see, it begins with a V. I can't think of the name of the town now. Vandergriff. Here we go. Mm. It's right across the creek is a river from Vandergriff, so I imagine there was a lot of aid that way if they had a real serious fire. But I think the only factory in the place was like a little foundry back in there that I saw. I visited one time.
I think Allegheny Ludlum had a plant in Vandergriff, I think. Man, you're taxing my memory a little bit, but I think they had a plant, but they probably also had their own fire protection and service, I would imagine.
Yeah. And then Mark Carshow, it's free to put a car in as long as we got room for you. We haven't had that happen yet, but it could happen someday. And we get between 800 and 1,000 cars, and it's free to the public also.
Wow. You know, that's
usually all in around noon, and they'll get to around 4 o'clock when we get, you know, when we call it off there. But
and that is,
it's quite a display.
That's in Sharon, right?
That's in Sharon, yes.
And tomorrow, Father's Day, June 16th, not today, just in case people might think it's today. Well, that's a fun thing to do. Not only can you do some car watching, you can do some people watching at the same time. You often meet some great folks at events like that.
Yeah, we get people come over and tell us some years have been going by that, well, you know, my father brought me when I was a kid, and now I'm bringing my son in here to see the show. So it's sort of a generational thing with these cars, yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful when that happens. So, well, here's hoping it goes well. Oh, you had more to say. I'm sorry.
Okay, one more thing. Our pet charity is the Chenango Valley Children's Transplant Fund. And proceeds from the show, some of the proceeds go to them, and some go to the animal shelter, and some go to the Mercer County Food Bank and the Sharon Robotics Team.
Excellent.
When I, that way, yeah. So it's a fundraiser for charity.
Excellent.
So.
No, that's really that. What a wonderful thing to do, and a great idea to do it on Father's Day too. To nice family activity.
The very first car was the car that was made in Sharon. It's called a Twombly.
What's it called?
It's called a second car, a Twombly. T-W-O-B-L-Y, I believe.
And it was made in Sharon.
It was made in Sharon. It was the Westinghouse plant there. It spoke wheels on a bicycle. And the side of it, like, you know, you have a bicycle built for 2 units, it's side by side, you set front to back. And
wow.
The driver sat, and then behind him was where the front passenger seat was, so. It was the very first car. It was in fact a 1915 model that they had. They actually still have one. It's on display in Mercer at the former Bissell Chevrolet down by the courthouse. You know, they have it at the Mercer County Historical Society as a tournament there. They're doing the display, the yellow one.
Excellent. We are starting to lose you, Dust Bowl. I'm not sure if it's a bad cell or a battery, but thank you for letting us know. The car show is tomorrow in Sharon, and it's free, and for some good causes, too. Thank you. Mike and Myers said, the answer's on the tip of my tongue from Father Knows Best. It's Robert Young. And Susie got it correct. Well done, Susie. Thank you, Dust Bowl. Again, we appreciate it. And a correct answer as well from Ron. And let me make sure I didn't miss any. Linda got the correct answer. She's half of the dynamic duo, you know.
I met a guy today I knew years ago when he was 23. and he was married to a widow who was as pretty as could be. Now, this widow had a grown-up daughter who had beautiful hair of red, and this guy's father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. Now, this made the guy's dad his son-in-law and changed his very life, for his daughter was his mother because she was his father's wife. Now, to complicate the matter, even though it brought him joy, he soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. Now, his little baby then became a brother-in-law to his dad, and so became his uncle, and though that made him very sad, for if the baby was his uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was his stepmother.
He's his own grandpa.
Now you're catching on.
He's his own grandpa.
Well, naturally, it sounds funny, I know, but really it's so.
He's his own grandpa.
Well, wait a minute, get a load of this. Now, his father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, so he became his grandchild, for he was his daughter's son. His wife is now his mother's mother, and of course that makes him blue, because although she's his wife, she's his grandmother too.
He's his own grandpa.
Fun in the living room.
He's his own grandpa.
Absolutely, it sounds funny, I know, but really it's so.
He's his own grandpa.
Yeah, but look, get the payoff. Now, if his wife is his grandmother, then he is her grandchild. And every time the guy thinks of it, it nearly drives him wild. For now he has become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of his grandmother, he's his own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
And loving every minute.
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, tell me more. It sounds funny, I know. But really, it's so.
He's his own grandpa. He's his own grandpa.
Phil Harris, the great Phil Harris, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. With He's His Own Grandpa, we'll have more songs for Father's Day, and the Soundhound is going to be here in our next hour. There's so many songs in our Father's Day collection, I want to be sure that I don't run out of time to play any of them.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the Foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
Last week's on-air segment, featuring Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's summer reading program, Vocal Confluence teen authors Sarah Woodside and Serena Pretter, Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science state honoree Esme Offner and singer-songwriter Guy Russo are now available, along with thousands of other features, at slbradio.org/catalog. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org.
It was in the morning, a sunny Saturday. I turned on the TV and on the couch I lay. I watched my favorite program and another two or three. When my dad came in the room and said these words to me. Son, turn off the TV, there's lots of things to do. Your bed's not made, the chores aren't done, the sun is shining too. I said, Dad, I'm busy, I gotta watch this show. I guess I should have listened, but how was I to know? 'Cause then he walked across the room and then he pulled the plug. He lifted up the television, he skipped across the rug. He opened up the window and then I said, Dad, no! He gave the thing a heave and I watched the TV go. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, when I saw it go, when I heard the crash, I knew that things at our house would soon be changing fast. My dad looked out the window and he mumbled, my oh my. My brother looked out too and said, I'm gonna die. And that night after dinner, when we went to watch the set, all I found was nothing. I said, how could I forget? My brother fell down on the floor and moaned, what will I do? I said, why don't you move away? He said, the same to you. But then he told a joke, and I told two or three. And the one about the elephants made Dad fall on his knees. My mom did her impression of a duck that couldn't fly, that would have made you wet your pants and maybe even cry. All because Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Well, life without the TV wasn't what I feared. I didn't really miss it, though some friends thought I was weird. I didn't miss commercials and all the blood and guts and all the stupid shows my brother watched that drove me nuts. But then one sunny Saturday, my dad could not be found. I looked high and low, and from his room I heard a sound. I walked into his room to see what it could be. I found my father hiding there, watching a TV. I said, oh, Dad, not really. You ought to be ashamed. He said kind of sheepishly, I just want to watch the game. I picked up the TV, I waltzed across the room. I gave the thing a heave and I waited for the boom. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window.
Bill Hartley at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Sound Hound is here and is about to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We also have birthdays coming up. Hello to Bill in Homer City. What a great song. I don't know if we have it, but that's a great request. And I guess Wayne Newton did have the hit with that. I was trying to remember. I know Wayne Newton does it, but I guess he was.